got the window up about 12 inches, but it wouldn't move anymore. Stuck. Then suddenly this big boom, and it came again real fast. A shotgun blast, sure as hell. But he didn't feel anything. Then he thought, that nigga shooting at me. Preacher man shooting at somebody. Must have hit me too. Manfred felt something now. Can you beat that? Cleo in there and she let that nigga shoot me. Nigga done shot me. Man couldn't feel much because he was still sailing high, the good liquor coating him from the hawk, the howling, now the gunshot wounds. Snow up to the ass cold, colder than a witch's behind up here, cold as embalmed lovers still locked together, colder than Stagger Lee's grin. But he squatted there still trying to force the window, feeling so goddamn sick and drunk and mad at Cleo in there like that, his woman with his kid, in another man's home on Christmas Eve. Another man eating his jelly roll. Another man grinding his coffee. My baby saying daddy to another man. Use that nigga to mop up a greasy floor. Make that nigga think a mob of Georgia crackers lynching his ass. Work my mojo on that nigga. Pistol whip that nigga till he bleed green pea. Make that nigga look like a pot of gumbo filet when I gets done with him. Already man was feeling these funny little prickly things mainly on the right side of his chest and across his stomach. And he could hear her voice in there. Cleo screaming, that sharp, high sound of hers, and all this scuffling about. Then just about that time, he got his hand inside his shirt and felt this wet blood on his stomach. Blood, serious shit. It talked to you. But he didn't get scared or anything, scared of dying, because he knew it wasn't all that serious. Serious like a real heavy bullet, just these little buckshots. He knew buckshots from when he was little down south, shooting buckshots at rabbits. And he thought, sissy motherfucker shot me with buckshots. Felt like a whole lot of red ants stinging. Except even then, feeling the stinging, he didn't know for sure he was hit till he felt inside his shirt and touched his own blood. Ain't no reason to fear dying. Dying ain't nothing but sleeping without waking up. Because it was like the time he'd seen his own blood coming out of him in his piss. That time, washing it going into the toilet. And his best friend with him, Solly, his buddy, saying, Fred, you dying. You better get yourself to some kind of motherfucking hospital before you drop dead out here on these goddamn streets. But there wasn't anything to worry about, and he was right, and the blood and the piss stopped in a few days, and he never did have to go to a doctor. He thought, heap of times thought I had to go to a doctor and didn't. He yanked at the window. You can have the Chicago monkey man blues and still be all right. You can be down and out like a yellow dog at the end of the Yazoo, Mississippi line and still feel like shouting. Jelly, jelly, mama, roll me some of your good biscuits. Let me hold in your cabbage patch. Took a lot to get a good man down. Good man gonna keep on keeping on. Ain't studying about giving up, no matter what. Death call a good man. Good man say, hold on, Death. I'll be there directly, but I'm fixing to do something else right now. Got to take care of this little bit of business. And he kept on trying to get that motherfucking window open that Christmas Eve now because the man inside had shot him and he wanted to get to him more than ever. He'd break that preacher's head open, but he didn't have anything to break the glass with but his hands, so he took off his jacket and wrapped it around his fist and pulled back and sent his fist into that glass like it was lightning striking, like the Chesapeake, Ohio shooting down the track. Now the preacher started firing again, and this time he got man in the chest again, this time more to the left, so Manfred stopped. Think, man, think. Nigga's got a shotgun. You got nothing but your fists. Wait till you can get him on your own terms. Take your time. Wait. Don't get a whole shot in your ticker or your airbags. Don't argue with the facts. So he fell back away from the window and resting his back against the steps going up to the next floor, he got back into his wool jacket and crawled down the fire escape. Wait till a better day. Lord, Lord. Wait till a better day. Time. Take your time. A song half forming or half remembered. Little woman, I just don't know why you treat me the way you do. All right. Down an alley, he stopped, stooped over from the wind, and buttoned his coat. A sprinkle of snow fell on him like quivering, weightless concrete. But he thought the liquor had him feeling warm. If I was a fish and the river was whiskey, I'll say if I was a fish and the river was whiskey. At least he didn't feel anything. But he knew he needed to get his ass to a hospital or somewhere, suddenly remembering one of last night's dreams about Madame Gazella Bellamy unzipping his pants, looking at it, saying, you're a man now, boy, and the rest of it going to hell. Too young to die out here on these Chicago streets. And now the sharp memory of Madame Gazella rubbing highest quality attraction oil on her whores and sprinkling jinx-removing powder around their beds. He had to laugh. Lord have mercy.